الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, in every Muslim's mind, in every Muslim's heart, every Muslim's worry, every Muslim's grievance, fear and pain is what is happening to the Muslim Ummah today. What we are witnessing in front of our very eyes, carnage taking place, genocide taking place. The Muslim Ummah, a part of the Ummah being slaughtered. And although Gaza is in focus, but the same type of carnages are happening in Sudan and some other parts of the world. Because of the mass genocide that is happening in Gaza, many of us have also lost sight of what is happening in Sudan. Many of us have lost sight of what is happening to the Rohingya Muslims. The same plight is there. Things are happening in Kashmir, many parts of the world. So, as a Muslim, as a person who's got Iman, first of all, this is a test if we are part of the Ummah or not part of the Ummah, because definitely this ought to pain a Muslim. It ought to hurt his heart. That is a sign of Iman. Like it is said in the famous hadith, we know Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that we are all like one body. If one part of the body is aching, if one part of the body is ailing, the entire body will be restless. The entire body will feel the pain. So, the fact that we have this in our heart, we have this pain in our heart, we should make shukr for it, is a sign of Iman. But over and above that, we need to understand, and we need to put ourselves also in that situation, and also understand that this very thing can happen to us, and it can happen in any other part of the world where the Muslims are, where they are presently living in peace. Definitely, there were people going about their daily duties and daily chores there in Palestine. Some were ulama, some were not ulama. Some were playing around, and some were serious. Some were being affected by drugs and alcohol, and some were, and the mass majority not. So, although their living conditions were much different from us, like people call it an open-air prison, that for many years it was an open-air prison, which is definitely true. We can't compare ourselves to them. But, as far as our daily chores, our daily routine is concerned, we can compare it with ours. But when the non-Muslim started killing and started maiming and started injuring and started wiping out neighborhoods, they didn't worry who's the alim, who's the non-alim. They didn't worry who's the child and they didn't worry who's the old person. They didn't worry who's the male and they didn't worry who's the female. And this is exactly the kafir's relation to the Muslim. This is exactly the non-Muslim's relation to the Muslim. That if it comes to the crunch, they all will unite against the Muslims. Like it comes in a Sahih Hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a time will come, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ, that the nations will summon each other and they will call unto each other against you, كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَطْعَتِهَا, like how people call towards a dish what they're eating, come and join us, come and join us. So this dish, this meal what they are making is the meal that they made of the Muslims. And they will call each other to attack the Muslims. And the Sahaba were quite surprised. Why were they quite surprised? Because the Sahaba had a strong relationship with Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba knew that whether it's in this dunya, whether it's in our qabr, whether it's in the akhirat, we've only got one focus, and that is Allah. So they couldn't understand a mu'min and going through this type of situation. So the only reasonable explanation that came to their mind, they said, أَنَّحْنُ مِنْ قِلَّةِ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Is it because we are going to be a small number, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately interjected into that question, answering, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ. In fact, you're going to be a lot. You're going to be numerous. You're going to be big numbers. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you all are going to be like the scum that's left over after receding flood waters. Like the scum that is brought with torrents. The scum that is brought with flood waters. That means you're going to be valueless. Are we going to be valueless in the sight of Allah? Are we going to be valueless amongst each other? The words that come after this explanation in the hadith is that we're going to be valueless in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. What is it that has made us like this? وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Allah Ta'ala وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَحَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala is going to remove your awe from the hearts of your enemies. Your enemies are not going to fear you. They're not going to worry about you. You're going to be something valueless like that scum, like that flotsam which is on the flood waters. Allah Ta'ala is going to take out the awe of the Muslim from the heart of the enemy. That time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been gifted that the distance of 1 month's journey, the enemy already fears me. And when the Muslim army used to come out, 1 month's journey, which is several thousand kilometers, the enemy used to shiver. But that has come out. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهَنِ. And Allah Ta'ala is going to put in your hearts wahan. So the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wahan actually means weakness. But this weakness, what is this weakness? It needs an explanation. So they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this weakness? What do you mean by weakness? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Love for the dunya, and hatred of death. And a Muslim who's supposed to be away from the dunya. A Muslim is a person supposed to be averse to the dunya. Because this dunya, we learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn from Allah Ta'ala, that this dunya, if this dunya had any value to Allah Ta'ala, even to the sum of the wing of a mosquito, if it had that value to Allah Ta'ala, He shouldn't have given the kafir a sip of water to drink. But Allah Ta'ala gives the dunya to whomsoever He wishes. And Allah Ta'ala holds it back from whomsoever He wishes. This is not the favor of Allah Ta'ala in the sense that it shows that Allah Ta'ala is happy with you or Allah Ta'ala is angry with you. Because this dunya eventually is going to come to an end. Or you're going to come to an end leaving the dunya behind you. And at the end of the entire, before Qiyamah, this whole dunya is going to come to an end. So all the gold is going to come to an end, all the castles, all the beautiful cars, whatever beauties they are of the dunya are finally going to come to the end. The akhirat, that is forever and ever. So, we may be faced with a situation. We always prepare ourselves for emergencies. We prepare our buildings for emergencies. We have emergency exits. We have fire extinguishers. We prepare ourselves for emergencies. Our cars, we got spare tires. We got to make sure our jack is right. Make sure our car had a service before a long journey. People taking this type of vitamin and this type of mineral So that I must not land up with a heart attack. I must not land up with a stroke. I must not land up with dementia. So every type of security for our body and for our houses and for our city and for the streets and for our buildings, we adopt all security measures. But for that time, when that time comes, when we are faced with a situation, may Allah Ta'ala save us. When we are faced with a situation, are we prepared? And preparation mainly means, preparation means to have qualities. Because the Sahaba didn't have much of material wealth. The Sahaba did not have much of material preparation for war. But the Sahaba had sifat, they had qualities. So, one is preparation for war, one is for a person to be strong, one for a person to be able, that is on its place. Islam doesn't deny that, Islam stresses on that. But before that also, our main weapon and our main connection is connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we need to see, what is our connection with Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala gives us recipes of success. We just take one ayah today. Allah Ta'ala says, before coming to this ayah, in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala makes a deal with the mu'mineen. He makes a transaction with the mu'mineen. And look who is doing the transaction. Allah Ta'ala is doing the transaction. Who is he doing the transaction with? Allah Ta'ala is doing the transaction with mu'mineen. Allah Ta'ala didn't say annas. Allah Ta'ala didn't say people. Allah Ta'ala used people with a quality, mu'mineen, people of iman. So Allah Ta'ala is doing this deal and Allah Ta'ala is doing this transaction with people with iman. And this transaction is such that Allah Ta'ala in this transaction stresses the success of this transaction. Allah Ta'ala says, the transaction that I'm going to make for you is going to be 100%. And because we talk of Allah Ta'ala with 101% successful transaction. There is no failure in this transaction. 100% success. And Allah Ta'ala is purchasing something from us. And mind you, this advices that I am sharing is not only for men, it's for females as well. So those who are listening over the receiver, they should open their ears and listen. Because we are talking about certain qualities that must come into our life. The men must bring these qualities in their life. The ladies must bring these qualities in their life wherever appropriate. And the ladies must nurture their children with these qualities. It is not those famous brave tabi'een who became brave people of history and who decorated our books of history with their valor and their bravery. That are the only points of success. There were mothers behind it. There were sisters behind it. There were wives behind it. These people had wives of those quality. They had mothers of that quality. They had sisters of that quality. They had daughters of that quality. That's why we had men that were baked and made with these types of qualities. Besides the rijal, the big people that were around them. So Allah Ta'ala is making this deal. And Allah Ta'ala is purchasing something from us. And everything, وَلِلَّهِ مِرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala owns everything. Imagine someone giving you something and telling you that I'll purchase it back from you. He gave it to you. And he purchases it back from you for something which is much more valuable. And that person is a very honest person. He's a very pious person. A very successful tradesman. A very successful businessman. He gave you a gift. He's purchasing it back from you with a lot of profit. And he is promising you that this is the deal of the century. But here, we are talking of Allah. We are talking of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is doing this deal with us. And Allah Ta'ala is doing this deal with people of quality. And over and above this, Allah Ta'ala is taking a promise. It is a fact. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Nobody can be more truthful than Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the truth. Allah Ta'ala speaks the truth. Allah Ta'ala is re-emphasizing and Allah Ta'ala is reiterating that whatever I am telling you is the ultimate truth. Then Allah Ta'ala gives you in documentation, 3 documents written, that here's it written for you once, here's it written for you second time, here's it written for you third time. 3 documents He gives you. And Allah Ta'ala again emphasizes, and He says, that who can be more fulfilling with regard to their promise than Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is purchased from the mu'mineen. أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Their lives and their wealth. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah Ta'ala will give them Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has purchased from the mu'mineen their lives and their wealth, in lieu of which Allah Ta'ala will give them Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. That these people, the mu'mineen, what is after this purchase has happened? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will fight in the path of Allah. يَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. They will kill, they will kill, they will slay, and they will be slayed also. Whether you are slain or whether you slay, both sides success. Whether you come out alive, Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. If you pass away in there, it's not the end, it's the beginning of everything. Our death is the beginning of real life. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا. Allah Ta'ala says that this is a promise from Allah Ta'ala which is absolutely true. One is Allah Ta'ala does not lie. Allah Ta'ala is truthful. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا. That this is a promise from Allah, true. فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. Allah Ta'ala says, this promise you find it, you will find it in the Old Testament. You will find it in the New Testament. And you will find it in the Qur'an also. 3 documents. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who can be more fulfilling of their promise than Allah? فَاتَّبْسِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. And Allah Ta'ala is also giving you guarantee, and He's also giving you glad tidings. He says, be happy, rejoice with the transaction that you have made with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala talks about the qualities. One quality that we need to bring into our life firmly is iman. We need to make sure that our iman is correct. Whatever our ulama taught us in our maktabs, whatever we taught in our madaris, don't move from there. Internet, you don't know that screen. That screen is one piece of plastic. What's behind there? Who's teaching you what? Who's telling you that he's differing with your ulama? The ulama around you are real people, flesh and blood. They have taken their knowledge from teacher to student, teacher to student, right up till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You can't trade that for plastic which is telling you something different, and pictures which are telling you something different on the internet. So make sure that your iman is correct. Person must have firm iman in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So we need to strengthen our iman. Strengthen our iman by looking at all the creation of Allah Ta'ala around us. By thinking about Allah Ta'ala all the time. By attributing all the favors that we are receiving to Allah Ta'ala. By talking about Allah Ta'ala. When you come in your house, tell your child. The child says the food is nice, say Allah gave it to us. Make the chief in your house Allah. Don't be the chief in your house. Make the chief in your house Allah. Make the leader in your house Allah. Make the point of praise and the point of gratefulness in your house Allah. And don't say it in English, because There's no feeling behind that. Tell the child, don't say it in Arabic. Because sometimes we say words in Arabic when we don't understand it. Tell the child that, say, oh Allah, I am extremely thankful to you for this gift that you have bestowed us with. Teach the child. So the child must understand who he is thanking. Oh Allah, I am extremely grateful to you for this ni'mat that you have given us. Oh, it is so cold out. Allah has given us the ni'mat of this house. Allah, so the day when you are not there, then your child knows that it hasn't lost its point of its pillar of support. The child knows where everything comes from. Although the father is not there, Allah is still there. Our iman. Then Allah Ta'ala enumerates the qualities of these people who have sold their lives and their wealth to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, At-ta'ibun. The people who turn in repentance to Allah. So we need to take stock of ourselves. Are we sinning? Is there zina in our life? Is there alcohol in our life? Is there drugs in our life? Is there dirty thoughts, dirty looks in our life? Is there haram wealth in our life? Have we taken people's rights? Have we usurped people's inheritance? Are we stealing? Are we eating haram? We need to take stock of ourselves. Are we speaking ill of people? Are we having bad thoughts of family members? We need to clear all of this out from our life. At-ta'ibun. Are we involved in any shirky matters that we assign partners to Allah Ta'ala? We need to make tawbah from all this. At-ta'ibun, al-abidun, al-hamidun. Al-abidun. Those who worship Allah. Like I said, the shukr, gratefulness must be attributed. All the family members must be able to say, oh Allah, we are so grateful to you for all those ni'mas that you have bestowed us. This food, this shelter around us, this roof over our head, this vehicle. Make shukr. Make shukr openly. Let all the family members, take them out of the shy world of not making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. What more worse world can we live in the world of shyness where we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, but we can talk about everything else. Al-abidun, al-hamidun, people who worship Allah. We must be known as worshippers of Allah. This was the quality of the Sahaba, the true Mujahideen. Muhammadur Rasulullah, wal-ladina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffar. Those who are with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, not the quality. They are stern and harsh on the kuffar, on the enemies of Islam. Ruhama'u baynahum. But they've got mercy for each other. They've got compassion for each other. MashaAllah, a lot of charity working taking place in Azadville, in many communities here in South Africa. Continue with it increasing there. When Allah Ta'ala has purchased our lives and wealth from us, then what are we to do with luxuries of the dunya? Cut down on our luxuries. And explain to our family, let them understand that we've cut down this luxury, that. Or they've planned for something. Let's do this. So if we're not going to do this, we're going to send this money to our Muslim brethren. Wherever they are in the world. Where they need this money. They need this. We're going to spend on them. So when Allah Ta'ala has purchased this from us, then now our direction is Jannah. Now we don't need the luxuries of the dunya. The luxuries of the dunya for the kuffar. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Al-hamidun, al-raki'un, al-sajidun. Explaining this exact. Those who praise Allah. Al-raki'un, who make ruku' and sajda. Salah. Salah in the masjid. Don't wait for the trouble to come and then run to the masjid. Yes, when the trouble comes, run to the masjid. Don't run away from the masjid. But don't wait for the trouble to come to the masjid. It is very serious that we are reading salah at home. And it is extremely serious that we are not reading salah. Our salah is becoming qada. This is putting not only yourself in trouble, it's putting the community in trouble. You are not an asset to the community, you are a burden to the community. Add value to this community by coming to read salah with jamaat in the masjid. Don't talk about security. Allah Ta'ala has given you that car, Allah Ta'ala has given you that that automatic garage. Allah Ta'ala has given you the automatic gate. And Alhamdulillah, with efforts of the brothers, the place is quite secure. Salah wa jamaat in the masjid. Hamidun al-raki'un al-sajidun. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, two mujahideen, ruhama'u baynahum, tarahum rukka'an sujjadan, you will see them in ruku' and sajda. That's the quality. As-sa'ihun, some ulama say sa'ihun, those people who are moving as mujahideen through the earth. So they have this niyyah, when the opportunity comes up, that we're going to be ready for this. We're going to be ready moving on in the earth as mujahideen. And sa'ihun, also ulama explained that it can mean fasting. Because sa'ih, person who travels through the earth, he saves himself or he deprives himself of many of the luxuries around him. Like how a person who is fasting saves himself or he keeps himself back from many of the luxuries around him. Al-hafidhuna li-hududillah. The people who look after the limitations of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has put limitations in everything. Allah Ta'ala has put limitations in battle also. We are not like the Jews and we are not like the non-Muslim who got no law when it comes to warfare. We have law when it comes to warfare. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, do not kill a woman, do not kill a child. Do not maim anyone. Do not mutilate anyone. إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَةَ. Do not torture anyone. If that person is the enemy, is supposed to be put to death, put him to death quickly. We have law. الْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. These are few of the qualities that I've mentioned. We need to bring these qualities in our life. There are many other qualities as well. Tawakkul, reliance on Allah Ta'ala. Sabr, making sabr. And we can bring all these qualities in our environment that is in us, in our homes. Ita'at, obedience. Obedience to the people who are above you. As long as it does not mean that a person is commanding us to do evil. As far as obedience is concerned, obedience, as long as it is conforming to the law of Allah Ta'ala. In an institute, we need to bring this quality in us. Many times we disobey because we have a problem in ourselves, not with actually what is being told. Because of our pride and our arrogance and our self-centeredness. So we need to remove this from us. Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this quality of ita'at, obedience. And also to prepare. A person should be prepared physically. A person should be prepared spiritually. A person should be prepared mentally. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu. خَيْرٌ وَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. That a strong mu'min is best and is most beloved to Allah Ta'ala as compared to a weak mu'min. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. That a person must prepare. We must prepare as far as our fitness for being mujahideen, for fighting the path of Allah Ta'ala is concerned. Whatever is need to be done, we need to be prepared for it. Physically we must be prepared, and whatever weapons we need to learn all that as well. There is no time now for hiding behind all cliches and hiding behind proverbs and hiding behind words. We need to be prepared. And we need to make sure that we are not one of the salient things that the ulama mentioned is that we should not have any similarity with the kuffar. We should be totally different from them. That is one of the reasons and one of the ways of success in jihad. So we should try to separate our ways from them. Our way of living and our ways of eating and our mindset, we should totally separate from them. So this last point is very important. To separate ourselves totally in whatever way we can from the kuffar. The ulama also, many people also speaking about boycotting. Yes. We should make sure we stay away from the products. Make sure in any way that we can harm them, we should do this. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.